Syntactic closure, the metaphysical autology principle, map. All relations, mappings, and functions relevant to reality in a generalized effective sense, whether descriptive, definitive, compositional, attributive, nomological, or interpretative, are generated, defined, and parameterized within reality itself. In other words, reality comprises a closed descriptive manifold from which no essential predicate is omitted, and which thus contains no critical gap that leaves any essential aspect of structure unexplained. Any such gap would imply non-closure. Diagram 8 map, a theoretical refinement of the self-containment criterion set forth by the reality principle, extends the closure property of the definition of reality to the set of all real predicates. Map affects closure on the definitive, descriptive, explanatory, and interpretative levels of reality theory by making it take the form of a closed network of coupled definitions, descriptions, explanations, and interpretations that refer to nothing external to reality itself. Another way to state this is that map, like the reality principle, requires that everything to which any reality theoretic definition, description, explanation, or interpretation refers be located within reality. This has the effect of making reality responsible for its own structure and evolution in the abstract and concrete senses. Map requires a closed-form explanation on the grounds that distinguishability is impossible without it. Again, this comes down to the issue of syntactic stability, 33. To state it in as simple a way as possible, reality must ultimately possess a stable two-valued object-level distinction between that which it is and that which it is not, maintaining the necessary informational boundaries between objects, attributes, and events. The existence of closed informational boundaries within a system is ultimately possible only by virtue of systemic closure under dualistic explanans-explanandum composition, which is just how it is affected in sentential logic. As an example of the tautological nature of map, consider a hypothetical external scale of distance or duration in terms of which the absolute size or duration of the universe or its contents can be defined. Due to the analytic self-containment of reality, the functions and definitions comprising its self-descriptive manifold refer only to each other. Anything not implicated in its syntactic network is irrelevant to structure and internally unrecognizable, while anything which is relevant is already an implicit ingredient of the network and need not be imported from outside. This implies that if the proposed scale is relevant, then it is not really external to reality. In fact, reality already contains it as an implication of its intrinsic structure. In other words, because reality is defined on the mutual relevance of its essential parts and aspects, external and irrelevant are synonymous. If something is external to reality, then it is not included in the syntax of reality and is thus internally unrecognizable. It follows that with respect to that level of reality defined on relevance and recognition, there is no such thing as a real but external scale, and thus that the universe is externally undefined with respect to all measures, including overall size and duration. If an absolute scale were ever to be internally recognizable as an ontological necessity, then this would simply imply the existence of a deeper level of reality to which the scale is intrinsic and by which it is itself intrinsically explained as a relative function of other ingredients. Thus, if the need for an absolute scale were ever to become recognizable within reality, that is, recognizable to reality itself, it would by definition be relative in the sense that it could be defined and explained in terms of other ingredients of reality. In this sense, map is a general principle of relativity. The no-gaps criterion of map permits no critical explanatory holes omitting any essential aspect of structure. What this means can best be illustrated by means of a recurrent fallacy. The existence of the universe is given, and therefore in no need of explanation. The phrase "is given" is incomplete. It has hidden, loose ends corresponding to that by which existence is given, the means by which it is given, and the reason for which it is given. If the source, means, and reason are actually real, then they are inside reality, and the explanatory gap exists only in the mind of the claimant, rather than in the self-explanatory network of reality itself. On the other hand, omitting this phrase, "is given," results in something like, "the existence of the universe is inexplicable." However, This amounts to the assertion that the universe has no identifiable basis or medium of existence, not even itself, i.e. that no explanatory function can be defined on the explanandum, and that the universe is somehow prohibited from serving as its own source, means, or reason. But this amounts to saying that the universe could only exist by magic, popping out of the apeiron with a spontaneity exceeding that by which a genuine magician might pull a magic rabbit out of a hat. For whereas magic rabbits can at least be said to originate by magic associated with magicians who pull them out of top hats into the bright light of reality, or to magically bootstrap themselves out of their own hats into their own realities, the universe would be denied any ontological basis or medium whatsoever, even a bootstrap. Because questions like, why and how does reality exist within the domain of existential potential supporting the possibility of existence? And why does this reality exist instead of some other reality? 35 address the ontological or teleological levels of the structure of reality. And because these levels of structure are logically meaningful, they must have answers, even if those answers are determined, as some of them are, by the closure criterion itself. Now we know that the closed single predicate definition of the reality principle is actually a closed descriptive manifold of linked definitions in principle containing the means of its own composition, attribution, recognition, processing, and interpretation. But this is still somewhat automatonic. What about mind? Since it is through our minds that we understand anything at all, understanding remains incomplete until we understand more about the relationship between mind and reality. So having equipped ourselves with a map, we now attend to the correspondence between the map and the terrain. Syntactic comprehensivity reflexivity, the mind equals reality principle, M equals R. The M equals R, or mind equals reality principle, asserts that mind and reality are ultimately inseparable to the extent that they share common rules of structure and processing. The existence of a difference relation between mind and reality syndifionically presupposes a relational medium having the characteristics of both, and this medium has logical priority over the difference relation itself. Diagram 9, M equals R, mind equals reality principle. In the above syndifionic diagram, mind is juxtaposed with reality in a space bounded by a box. The line separating mind and reality represents the supposed difference between them, while the interior of the box represents their comparability or relatedness, or more technically, their uniform differentiating syntax or unisect, denoted by means of the unisection functor. The extensionality of the line is just that of the box. Without the box, there would be no extensional medium to contain the line, and no way to express the associated difference relation. Because the separation cannot exist without a common medium incorporating a differentiative syntax that distributes over both relands of the difference relation, the absolute separation of mind and reality has no model, and without a model, the premise of Cartesian mind-matter dualism fails. This indicates that reality and mind, information and information processor, must ultimately be regarded as one. Any Cartesian-style distinction between them must be strictly qualified. The M equals R principle is merely a logical version of what empiricist philosophers long ago pointed out. We experience reality in the form of perceptions and sense data from which the existence and independence of mind and objective external reality are induced. Since any proof to the contrary would necessarily be cognitive, as are all proofs. And since the content of cognition is cognitive by embedment, no such proof can exist. Such a proof would undermine its own medium and thereby cancel itself. On the other hand, the reality principle says that reality is self-contained with respect to recognition and control, and to the extent that recognition and control are mental, in the sense of being affected according to cognitive and perceptual syntax, so is reality. The M equals R principle entails comprehensivity by defining all of our perceptions, along with their syntax-level cognitive syntactic infrastructure, as parts of reality regardless of decidability, 36. When it comes to M equals R, it is hard to resist a little play on words. M equals R says that at the syntactic level of cognition and perception, the map is the terrain. Note that M equals R goes beyond the mere Kantian isomorphism between phenomenal reality and the categories of thought and perception. It says that syntax and its content are recursively related, and in conjunction with the reality principle that any supposed content not related to the rules of structure and evolution of reality is irrelevant. Although this is a trivial observation insofar as unrelated and irrelevant are synonymous, it seems to have been largely ignored by many who should have known better. To put it another way, if the noumenal, perceptually independent part of reality were truly unrelated to the phenomenal, cognition isomorphic part, then these two halves of reality would neither be coincident nor share a joint medium relating them. In that case, they would simply fall apart, and any integrated reality supposedly containing both of them would fail for lack of an integrated model. Where M, mind, is identified with cognition and R, reality, with physically embodied information, M equals R says that reality everywhere consists of a common substance, infocognition, having the dual nature of mind and informational reality. The M equals R property takes up where the principle of linguistic reducibility leaves off in eliminating the distinction between theory and universe. By its light, the theoretical description of reality by human beings contained in reality amounts to reality describing itself. Bearing in mind that a theory is a mental construct, this can be illustrated by simply replacing mind and reality in the above diagram by theory and universe, and mind reality by theory universe. It thus makes the theory reflexive and thus inclusive enough by definition to describe the entire universe, including that which is rational, abstract and subjective, and that which is empirical, concrete and objective. The dissolution of this distinction can be viewed as a reduction. So now we know that reality is more than just a linguistic self-contained syndephionic relation, comprising a closed descriptive manifold of linked definitions, containing the means of its own configuration, composition, attribution, recognition, processing, and interpretation. It is also a self-processing theory identical to its universe. Syntactic coherence and consistency, the multiplex unity principle. The universe topologically contains that which descriptively contains the universe. MU, the minimum and most general informational configuration of reality, defines the relationship holding between unity and multiplicity, the universe and its variegated contents. Through its structure, the universe and its contents are mutually inclusive, providing each other with a medium. In other words, we can equivalently characterize the contents of the universe as being topologically inside it, topological inclusion, or characterize the universe as being descriptively inside its contents, occupying their internal syntaxes as acquired state, descriptive inclusion. The universe generically includes its contents by serving as their syntactic unisect, while the contents contain the universe in a more specific sense, involving specific event histories that become entangled by interaction. From the first viewpoint, the syntactic coherence of the overall medium enforces mutual consistency of contents, while from the second viewpoint, the coherent syntaxes of its contents contain and consistently recognize and transform the medium. Thus, the universe enforces its own consistency through dual self-containment. Diagram 10. In the syndephionic diagram, diagram 6, we can plainly see the containment of objects by the medium, but we cannot see the containment of the medium by the objects. Bearing in mind that the terms syntax and content are to some extent relative designations, the upper node in diagram 10 corresponds to the global medium, global syntactic unisect, or meta-syntax, of reality, while the lower node corresponds to the objects therein, syntactic operators contained in the medium. Each is a multiplex unity. Coherence flows from global syntax into local content by way of global topological containment, thereby enforcing unity across diverse locales, and back to global syntax in multiple entangled streams generated by cross-transduction of content. Syntax becomes state and state becomes syntax, where syntax is understood to encompass an ectosyntactic distribution of syntactic operators. The universe thus remains coherent and consistent in the course of evolution. MU expresses syndephionic symmetry of syntax and content on the spatiotemporal level of reality. Just as syndephionesis can be regarded as a paradox identifying difference with sameness, MU can be regarded as an ultimate form of paradox identifying spatiotemporal multiplicity and unity. The MU diagram is an explosion of the syndephionic relation diagram in which the stratification dimension is split into descriptive and topological strands or temporal dimensions. MU structure resolves the MU paradox in situ by dual stratification, providing closure as the open-ended informational stratification of type theory cannot. Because MU can thus be regarded as the resolution of the paradox it describes, its meaning, like that of syndiphinesis, can be expressed as follows. Reality is a self-resolving paradox. MU, by the way, need not be regarded as the ultimate guarantor of consistency. That honor can safely go to the stability of perceptual reality itself. Quite simply, the syntactic stability of reality overrides any and all objections regarding the limitations of formal systems. MU merely describes how reality, considered as a reflexive SCSPL theory, achieves intrinsic stability in the course of evolving. Thus, it is not functioning as an algorithm guaranteed to terminate on consistency but not on inconsistency, and is therefore not in conflict with undecidability. The stability of reality affirms its consistency regardless of whether or not any lesser theory happens to be consistent. MU serves as a unifying concept for a complex of ideas having to do with coherence and consistency in the reality theoretic context, including hology and several CTMU duality principles. The principle of hology, self-composition. Hology, a logical analog of holography, characterizing the most general relationship between reality and its contents, is a form of self-similarity, whereby the overall structure of the universe is everywhere distributed within it as accepting and transductive syntax, resulting in a homogeneous syntactic medium. That is, because reality requires a syntax consisting of general laws of structure and evolution, and there is nothing but reality itself to serve this purpose. Reality comprises its own self-distributed syntax under MU, which characterizes the overall relationship between syntax and content. The hology property itself is distributed over reality. That is, the informational boundary of a coherent object, syntactic operator, is hologically multiplexed with respect to state, attribute, and value. In order to define the descriptive interior of the operator as it participates in global self-processing without input, this multiplexing of possibilities is just the replication of the structure of the boundary over the interior of the boundary as a function of time. Again, the operator ultimately has nothing else in terms of which to express its spatio-temporal capacity. Hology is implied by map because reality is closed under composition and attribution. It is implied by M equals R because reality is composed of syntactic operators with generalized mental or cognitive functionality. And it is implied by syndiphinesis and MU because it is an expression of the relationship between the global spatio-temporal medium and its contents. Duality principles. Duality is a ubiquitous concept in mathematics, appearing in fields from logic and the theory of categories to geometry and analysis. The duality relation is symmetric. If dualizing proposition A yields proposition B, then dualizing B yields A. In projective geometry, for example, the dualization operation consists of switching the terms point and line in propositions containing them, as in two non-coincident points determine a line, dualize, two non-parallel lines determine a point. Restating this as, lines are functions of points, dualize, points are functions of lines, reveals a duality relationship between functions and arguments. Thus, in vector algebra, the dual space V stat of a vector space V is the space of all linear functionals on V, i.e. all linear maps from V to R, while V star is the space of all linear maps from V stat to R. An even more striking form of duality is encountered in graph theory, where the dual graph of a planar graph transforms faces to vertices and vertices to faces without disrupting its overall pattern of adjacencies. The boundary of each face is replaced by transverse edges converging on its dual vertex and vice versa, and the adjacency relation is redefined accordingly. Where edges are given a temporal interpretation, interesting transformations can occur, e.g., circulations along facial boundaries become vertex spins, and motion along an edge can be characterized as an operation between the dual faces of its endpoints. Duality principles thus come in two common varieties. One transposing spatial relations and objects, and one transposing objects or spatial relations with mappings, functions, operations, or processes. The first is called space object, or SO, or ST-O duality. The second, time space, or T, or TS duality. In either case, the central feature is a transposition of element and a spatial or temporal relation of elements. Together, these dualities add up to the concept of triality, which represents the universal possibility of consistently permuting the attributes time, space, and object with respect to various structures.